Hello, sir.
You all right? You know what this is?
Well, it's a carton of milk, isn't it?
Yes, Vince, it's a carton of milk. And do you have any idea where it comes from, Vince?
Would a cow be too obvious an answer? Is it goat's milk?
It was in the conference room.
Oh, that's right, yes. I thought your clients might like a cup of tea, and, well, we haven't got a jug.
I've never held it against you that you come from Basildon. You know, I mean, I've been pretty bloody good about it. But I'm about to have a conference with the Honourable Imogen Walker. A client, I might add, who has chosen to move to me from Dermot Blade QC, and you go and do something like this.
No, I'm sorry, sir, I wasn't thinking.
Now, put it into some of those little UHT containers I collect.
Okay. Do you want me to get out the airline spoons?
Yes, all right, and make them look classy.
Classy?
Yes, Vince, classy. Put each one under a folded Kleenex.
Beautiful women. We always want to give them the little extras. I'll go and get
What are you staring at me like that for?
It's nothing.
No, come on, Vince, you were looking at something.
No, I wasn't.
Yes, you were.
No, I must have been imagining something, but it was nothing.
No, come on, tell me.
No. Honestly, sir, I was just going to say that your hair looks different. Not very different. Slightly different. Colour.
Different to what?
Well, really, it's nothing, sir. Just a little different to grey.
Grey? I have sandy hair. I've always had sandy hair. There are a few flecks of grey, but they tend to turn reddish in the spring. Oh, I should say they appear to be red in the sunlight. Maybe you're not implying I dye my hair.
Not at all, sir.
Or that I was one of those middle-aged men who send out their neighbour's au pair to buy a selection of Grecian 2000 shock tints or colour back.
Definitely not, sir.
I wouldn't dream of asking Christiana. Kind of man who goes into that.
Well, sad or what?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, most of them forget to do the eyebrows.
Yeah, it's a stupid... Cobblers, would you excuse me a minute?
Why can you never find anything when you're late for court? Here, have you seen my wig tin?
No, but you can borrow mine if you like. Just take the Jaffa cakes out.
Oh, thanks. Right, got to go.
What was that?
What was what?
That noise. Like a bleep.
No, I don't think it was a bleep.
Well, there it was again. It was a bleep, it went bleep.
Oh, crumbs, it's that thing Zoe gave me, her Tamagotchi.
Yeah, I thought I recognised it. It's a Ferdy Series 14 Tamagotchi. Oh. Yeah, I was thinking of getting one myself, but, you know, you don't rush into something like that.
What? It's a little medallion thing that bleeps.
Oh, no, it's an electronic pet. Well, I think it's more of an electronic person, really. But that's mainly because I think that animals have souls.
Oh, come on, Hilary. It's bad enough that my idiotic cousin made me promise to look after it while she's on holiday. Only agree to humour.
Just to remind you, Miss, you're cutting it a bit fine for court.
Yes, Vince, I know.
What was that? Oh, it wasn't one of those...
It's a 30 Series 14.
Oh, yeah. My youngest boy had one. Swapped it at school for 40 cigarettes, tricky sort. Well, I suppose that's nursery for you.
This is all really fascinating, but I've got a case to do. I can't take this thing to court with me.
We can't put it in a drawer.
Hilary, we're talking about a key ring that blinks.
Oh, but they have to be fed. And you've got to take them for walks and play with them.
Oh, you're being stupid. If you're so concerned about it, you look after Ferdy.
Oh, no. No. I mean, I've read a few instruction leaflets in the shops, 6 or 7, but I've never really actually taken it. Look, see? It's getting weaker.
Nurse it, then.
I'm not qualified.
Oh, this is pathetic. I'm going.
All right. But can you leave a contact number?
So, Imogen, simply remember that I shall be in court to ensure that your case is put forcefully but sensitively, firmly but caringly, with enormous power, but with a lightness of touch. What?
Your clients are here, sir.
Oh, right, yes. Show them in then, will you?
This way, please. The Honourable Imogen Walker and Mr. Dominic Peters from Instructing Solicitors.
Hello again, Mr. Fullercarp. How nice to see you.
And for me to see you, too. It's nice as well for me, too.
You look rather...
Healthy?
No, different.
Yes, I think I've caught a little sun. Yeah. Do have a seat, please, anyone you like. You can have mine. I can move my papers.
No, I'm fine here, thank you.
I've made everyone a cup of tea.
Oh, that's really thoughtful. I certainly didn't get that from my last barrister. Everything seemed to be a problem for him.
Yes, well, I always say I don't believe in problems, only in solutions. Well, I suppose that means I have to believe in the problems initially, but I believe in the solution bit a lot more than the problem bit.
It is so refreshing to have a barrister who's wholly behind you. Some of the others have been such quibblers.
Not that it matters, not at all, actually, but how many counsel have you employed?
Oh, only a couple. There was the fat one with the stains.
Yes, well, I think exercise is terribly important, and not having stains.
He was a real loser, you know, I hate that.
Oh, yes, I too. And Mr. Peters, how goes the world at Peters, Pettigrew and Pinkerton? How are all the peas?
I'm sorry?
Your partners, the peas.
Do you mean Simon and Julian? Unfortunately, Julian has ulcerative colitis.
Excellent. Shall we get on? Honourable Walker, only one day to go till trial. How are you feeling?
Well, I don't understand why the defendants are saying there's nothing wrong with my back. I just don't understand how they can say that.
Yeah, well, let me try and explain the legalities. It's because they don't agree with us. You're looking puzzled?
No, sorry. This spoon seems to have melted in my teeth.
Let me find something to put that in. Please, have my Kleenex.
Oh, thank you. What about the consultant's report, Mr. Fullercup? That says that I have greatly restricted movement.
Yes, it does. There are one or two inconsistencies in your GP's record.
I've always said it's more muscular than orthopedic.
Yes, right. I mean, it is. Yes, I thought so. Although, the GP's record...
Have I shown you how restricted I am when I'm stretching?
No, I don't think so.
Look, let me just loosen my skirt.
Are you sure you don't want anyone else present? A female woman? There are some women barristers... In the basement of the building.
Oh, no, don't be silly. Look, I can't reach the zip. Could you just lower it a bit?
Yeah, right. Yes. Okay, my hands may be a bit cold. And a bit wet, actually. It's a sort of mackerel-like. I've had it since my teens. Sorry.
Right, there. That's as far as I can stretch. Hands just below my knees.
Right, well, I think that's pretty convincing. How far could you stretch before the accident?
Oh, before I could stretch. Right down like this. You see, to my toes.
Isn't that...
Ah, but that's very painful for you now.
Yes. Oh, could you help me up?
Of course. Oh. Again, sorry about the hands.
Oh, thank you. Oh, what a strong grip.
Well, that all seems to be pretty powerful evidence to my mind, the pain and so forth.
We are going to win in court, Mr. Fullercup. I mean, you did say they'd settle my claim before trial.
Yes, but that was based on the presumption that they'd agree with us, and they've decided, legally, that they don't. But I think we've got a pretty good case. There is just the question of the GP record.
It feels so good to have a winner representing me.
Well, one weighs things up.
Am I going to be cross-examined?
Well, yes, but be assured that I shall be there to protect you, to ensure that you're not asked any bullying, overbearing or improper questions. If anyone even tries any of that, they'd better watch it.
And I shall be there as well?
Yes, Peters will be there at the back of the court, behind me. Taking notes while I'm putting your case with vigour and zeal.
Oh, sorry, could I just ask one thing? Will you be wearing your wig?
Yes, you'll have to get used to that, I'm afraid. It's all part of the theatre. But I suppose, at the end of the day, it makes us look, I don't know what, sophisticated, imposing?
No, I know you'll be wearing your barrister's wig. I meant the new red one you've got on. I think it really suits you.
Oh, look. He looks really happy, doesn't he?
Yeah. He seems very chipper. If he does die, sir, don't worry. I can always get you a replacement, no problem.
Benz?
Couple of calls.
What's he doing? What's that?
Oh, you must have overfed him.
I didn't. But I only gave him what it says in his little bit.
Oh. Now, that is disgusting. I don't care if you're electronic or not. That is right out of order. You wouldn't accept that from your toaster.
How do you clear it?
I don't know. Is there a shovel function?
Yes, what is it, sir?
Imogen Walker's just over there, sir. If you finish getting yourself ready.
Okay.
Johnny Fullercup!
Oh, tits.
I beg your pardon, sir?
Well, it's Bradley Woodfield, my opponent, a professional Yorkshireman. The darling of defendant insurance companies.
Good morning, Johnny Boy.
What do you want?
Well, that's charming. Someone woke up on the bum side of the blanket.
Now, you're practising full-time in London now, are you, Bradley? Well, I'm sure you'll find High Court judges can't get enough of those witty provincial phrases.
Oh, I'll get lardy mouth.
Yes, that's the kind. Will you be supplying a phrase book for the witnesses?
Yeah, he's off cap. I just thought we should have a word before the case starts.
Oh, so that's it. You've come to play your little psychological games.
Your client's a malingerer. There's nowt wrong with you.
I might have expected this from an insurance company barrister. You described the Titanic as minor bodywork damage.
We'll find your lass out in court, don't you worry.
You know something? You disgust me. I don't mind an opponent getting behind his client. That's what you're paid to do. But to cast aspersions on the character of a good and charming injured woman, I don't know how you sleep.
It's easy. I think about the cases I've beaten the likes of you in. Mind you, I'll say one thing. She's a fit little filly, your client.
How dare you? You're talking about the daughter of a member of the House of Lords.
What does that mean? She'll be falling asleep and farting during the case.
I'll give you personal injury worse.
Leave it.
Get out of my way, Vince. There's nothing you can say to stop me hitting him.
He's bigger, younger, and you'll get disbarred.
All right, then.
Keep your voice down. He's sleeping.
Well, let me have a look. How do you know he's sleeping? How do you know he's not dead?
What? From going to the loo? How could he have died?
Well, I don't know. Exhaustion.
Look, look. He's waking up.
Oh, they're lovely when they're like that.
Oh, look. Oh, his little lights. Come on. How sweet.
It's incredible, isn't it? One minute he's, well, being very naughty, and the next you get something like that, and you just forget all about the other stuff. They're amazing.
Yes, well, Finney seems to be okay. I just want you to make sure you keep a closer eye on him when I'm in court tomorrow.
Oh, no. No, I'm not looking after him tomorrow.
No, but I'm in court, and I thought you liked looking after him. Just not looking after him, it's more playing, really.
No, it's not that. I just don't think you should palm him off onto other people.
Now, that's not fair, and you know it.
Well, it says in the leaflet that you're making an electronic commitment to your Series 14, and you shouldn't do that like that.
Hilary, please.
No?
Look, I'll make sure he doesn't do... Well, I'll see he's clean and everything before I leave.
No, I'm sorry.
Well, I can't take him to court and... I think he likes you. See, that was him bleeping at you. Definitely, as soon as you spoke, he bleeped.
Did he? Really? No, I'm sorry. It's about a bit more than a couple of bleeps.
I'll give you £500.
No.
I can go higher.
Mr. Fuller Cart.
Ah, Miss Honourable. I was just going to get a glass of water. Coming back to chat about that opening session.
Oh, I thought it was incredible in there. I mean, wow. The courtroom is so imposing. It's like a cathedral. And the robes and that wood panelling. I mean, it's thrilling.
Yes, isn't it? Mm. And I think things went, well, fairly well.
I thought you were wonderful.
Really?
Yes. I mean, initially I was a bit concerned that the judge was shouting at you.
Well, I know that maybe it seemed I was a bit below
it
my...
It was masterful.
Sorry, I didn't follow.
I really didn't get it at first. I just thought you were crap. But then I realised what you were doing. You have a big row with the judge at the start of the trial, and that way he has to be at pains to make sure he doesn't find against you on the basis of personal dislike.
You saw all that? Yeah. Yeah, but you really are extraordinarily perceptive.
I can't tell you how impressed I was. You fox.
Well... One picks up these techniques. Anyway, it's your evidence tomorrow. How are you feeling about that?
Oh, excited. Terrified.
Well, I'm sure you'll acquit yourself wonderfully. Oh. Well, better than wonderfully, really. Jolly wonderfully. And don't worry, I'll have a few more tricks up my sleeve. I wouldn't mind just going through your GP records.
Oh, do we have to? I'm so tired. It's probably all the excitement.
Yes, of course. It's just that if I'm going to do my best for you, I do need to take your instructions
on. Oh, I'm getting a really bad headache. Are they that important? I mean, you're going to win the case for me anyway.
Well, one hopes so, but they could prove important.
Right. Okay, but not here. I really don't want to talk here.
Right. Okay.
I was just wondering... No, this is mad.
Of course, I'm sure it isn't.
No, I was just wondering... If you'd agree to having dinner at my flat this evening, we could go through everything in a more comfortable setting. There, I've said it. I mean, it's probably completely forbidden under the rules.
Well, not really.
I just feel very looked after when I'm with you.
Well, in that case, where exactly do you live?
Well, I've written it down for you. Here. See you at 8.
Yes. I'm allergic to celery. Just thought I'd mention it.
Yes, Miss Quirk?
Your Honour, may I begin my submission on the law by citing the case of the Crown against Morgan? 1987, three All England reports at page 14.
What was that noise?
What noise was that, Your Honour? It's just me citing my case.
No, there was a sound, like a bleep.
I don't think so.
I'm telling you, I heard a noise like a bleep. There it was again. What on earth is it?
Oh, that noise! Oh, that was me. I do apologise. See, sometimes when I'm nervous in court, I get out a little bleep. See, it's a stress thing. When I get put under stress, I tend to let out a couple of short beeps. Or, indeed, a very long.
Is this going to keep
happening? I don't think so. I'm feeling a bit more relaxed now. A bit of tension, obviously, but pretty relaxed on the whole.
She seems to have taken quite a shine to you, sir.
You think so?
You say she wants you to go round to her flat tonight for dinner? One of the things I've always envied, being a clerk. As soon as you put on that wig and gown, you become a crumpet magnet.
No. I don't think so. Well, women normally don't go for me. I mean, they never went for me. Well, Joy did. But that was in college, and apparently it was for a bet.
Are you taking precautions, sir? The Bart Simpson-shaped ones with the sherbet are supposed to be fantastic.
Fits. Sleeping with a client is utterly unethical.
Yeah, but then life's unethical, isn't it? Well, it is round our way.
Not that I don't have needs. You probably don't think of me as a man with needs.
I try my best, sir.
Well, I do have needs. I don't have them very often, but occasionally. Our bedroom has been a very frosty place over the years, Vince.
Well, your wife had other things on her mind. Being in the territorials and that.
It's like trying to cuddle a chieftain tank.
How do you mean, sir? Cold and awkward?
No, it's more the constant threat of unacceptable casualty. She'd kill me if she even suspected that I'd looked at another woman, and I don't mean she'd kill me in the colloquial sense. She's drawn up plans.
Have you ever strayed, sir?
No. No, I've thought about it, but her command and control structures have always been too powerful. Although, what would happen, hypothetically, if I and Imogen Walker, you know...
What? Shagged?
Made love.
What, hypothetically?
Yes, what harm would it really do?
Would it be like a quick hypothesis or a longer one with some theoretical foreplay?
I'm just saying it wouldn't actually hurt anyone.
So you're not thinking of...
No, not really. Well, no, I mean, I can't, can I?
That's very honourable of you, sir. I admire that.
Thank you, Vince. Right, well, now that's out of the way, I feel a lot better. By the way, I just did want to ask you, have there been any major discoveries in the understanding of the female anatomy in the last 15 years?
And that, in summary, concludes my submission on the law, Your Honour. Unless I can be of any further assistance to you, that is the submission on behalf of the defendant. Thank you. Oh, sob it.
Miss Quirk, I'm getting more than a little impatient. I happened to notice that your lips didn't move during that last volley of bleeps.
They can creep out of the side of the mouth.
Miss Quirk, the noise is coming from your robe bag. Now, unless you propose to further mislead this court, I demand to know what it is.
Right, yes, absolutely, Your Honour. Well, it's a personal thing, Your Honour, but as Your Honour has asked, let me be frank. You see, in my robe bag, I have a, a rape alarm. I know I don't really need it in court, and I'm certainly not implying that, Your Honour, in any way. It's just that I have been feeling very vulnerable, so I got it. Only it's not working very well, and, well, I'm sorry.
Ah, right, well, women's thing, yes. Why didn't you say that in the first place? Rape alarm is perfectly acceptable, perfectly... Funny, it sounded like a 30 series 14 Tamagotchi to me.
Hello?
John. Oh, goodness, can I call you John?
Well, normally clients don't, but well...
I don't have to. It just seems so silly not to. Here.
Well, then let's drop the mister. Oh. And the Fuller Carp, obviously. I mean, don't call me Fuller Carp. I mean, you can if you like, but, call me John.
And you've brought chocolates. Cadbury's roses, you shouldn't have.
Oh, well. They're such a good selection. I was only saying that to the chap serving at the petrol station.
Oh, you're funny.
Oh, am I? Well, dryly witty sometimes.
Oh, you make me laugh.
Do I? Do I really?
Here, let me fix you a drink. You look like a Scotch rocks man to me.
Well, all right, but with lashings of Campari.
You are always surprising me. That hasn't happened for, oh, a long time. Let me sit down here, if that's okay.
It's your sofa. I'm only a sitting tenant, so to speak.
Well, you can extend your tenure, as far as I'm concerned.
Right. Right. Oh, I brought your GP notes.
Oh, did you? I really must say, John, I don't see what the problem is.
Right, well, the thing is that we allege that you've been suffering continuously since the accident, so one might expect to see a record showing several visits to your GP, and, well, they don't.
I can explain that. I did go and see him.
Yes, but not about your back. You see, there are a few entries. March the 5th, cold.
That's right, yes. My back felt cold. It's icy. Very stiff as a direct result of the accident.
Yes, March the 16th, back again with cold.
That was my back. Again. With that cold, that stiffness.
Right. What about April the 2nd, renewed prescription for the pill?
Nurofen. Look, John, I want us both to be in absolutely the right frame of mind for tomorrow.
Oh, yes, of course. I'll go.
No, don't. I want us both to be fired up.
Well, I'm up for a jog in the morning.
What about now?
I didn't bring my pencils.
You can be a very attractive man. Do you know that?
Not a lot. Oh, that's really very... Mm.
Mm. Oh, that tasted good. Mm. Oh.
Mm-hmm. Look, that was not only nice, it was, indeed very nice. But you're my client. This is unethical.
Isn't the best sex always unethical?
I don't really know. My wife's in the territorials, and to be honest, even if we did, you know, I find it all a bit difficult without marching music.
Come here.
I am attracted to you. God, after what I'm used to, it's like being offered a Big Mac after years of Ritz crackers. No, broken Ritz crackers.
Thank you.
No, you deserve it. But, well, if my profession is about anything at all, it's about a degree, and only a very small degree, of integrity.
But no one's going to find out.
Well, there is that, I suppose.
What if I were to arch back like this and do this with my legs? Ah? Ah?
Well, that would obviously be very fetching.
Oh. If I were to put my hips here and bend all the way down there.
Well, that would be quite incredibly...
Oh.
Appalling.
What?
You couldn't do that. I mean, you just did, but don't you see what that means? You're supposed to have a severe lumbar spine dysfunction.
Well, it comes and goes.
If you had the symptoms we've alleged in our claim, you couldn't do that ever. Don't you understand? If I represent you now, I'd be misleading the court.
But that's what barristers do, isn't it?
No. Well, no one minds it a bit, but this is... No, I can't do it. I can't represent you.
This is becoming tiresome.
Well, I'm sorry. When I agreed to represent you on a severe back injury, you didn't tell me you could perform the Kama Sutra. I mean, touching your toes is one thing, but that...
You wouldn't dare retire from this case. I won't let you.
I'm sorry. You've broken client counsel trust. It's all your fault.
All right, I'll get another barrister. But I'll call you as a witness to my interrupted love life. Fancy going into court and admitting to a judge you've been heavy-petting your client?
Yeah.
Try me. I really need that money, so you just provide the representation and I'll convince the judge I'm a very badly injured woman.
Cap!
Yes, what is it?
You're Philly. I said we'd tumble the last...
Oh, you just don't stop, do you, Whitfield? For your interest, there's about as much chance of my client cracking under your cross-examination as there is of Jeffrey Boycott editing the Guardian women's page.
Well, maybe he'll change your tune when you fasten your mince pasties on this.
Mince, what are you dribbling on about?
We knew she were a malingerer, so we put a private dick on her. We've got her on video.
This is a disgrace. You should have given me this before the trial started. And so what if she can manage a little light gardening?
I didn't have it at start. This was taken last night. It's all a bit hazy. It was shot from outside her window. But you can see her having a session with some old geezer.
You can't show that in court.
Can and shall.
I mean, no, I mean, you can, obviously, mate. But have you thought it through? I mean, there's out to be got by snooping, as they say.
Oh, here comes the luscious lass in question. I'll see you in court.
No, wait. I think Leeds is a beautiful city.
Well, I see you've decided to heed my counsel. I look forward to hearing your eloquence at my service.
Look, tape.
What are you talking about?
You're just slogging and bending. Booth.
Oh, pull yourself together. What are you talking about?
The defendants have got a video of you and some old... and me, last night. They knew you were a malingerer.
Well, I can explain that when I give my evidence.
Explain it? That thing you do when you arch your back, we'll both be ruined. We're going to have to settle your claim. It's all right. I can handle everything. It can be done with great dignity. I simply go and give in totally. Look.
I am not going to be scared off by some hazy, handheld footage of me doing my physiotherapy exercises. Well, you said some old guy. They haven't identified you, have they?
Well, it's a pretty bloody accurate description. I can't run the risk. I mean, you're allowed to screw clients, but not in that way.
I can't believe this cowardice.
Look, what if I give you some money?
Mr. Fuller Carp, I want my day in court.
With your honour's leave, I'll start the video.
Very well.
Your honour will see the indistinct figure of the man entering the plaintiff's flat.
Yes, terribly indistinct, isn't it, your honour? More like a blur than a person.
Ah, yes, the figure carrying that cheap box of chocolates.
Indeed, your honour.
I believe they are, in fact, £3.49 a box, your honour. I just mentioned the point.
Your honour will see the plaintiff invite the male figure onto the sofa. The man has his back to the camera throughout, but you will see his awkward movements.
It does look like quite a deep sofa, to be fair.
Ah, right. Here you can see the man's fumbling attempts at kissing the plaintiff.
Well, hardly fumbling, I suggest, Your Honour.
Forgive me, Your Honour. This bit's very funny. He appears to be trying to undo the plaintiff's brassiere by looking for catches on the top of his shoulder.
This is pure speculation, Your Honour.
Well, I can see his fat little hands grubbing around on her shoulders, Mr. Fuller Carp.
Look, he's got his arm so far round her neck, he's now kissing his own hand.
Look, I'm out of practice, okay?
How'd you get on, sir?
Oh, it was an utter fiasco. The defendants produced a video of me and Imogen on her sofa.
Oh, no, you're joking.
Luckily, His Honour made a finding that the movements the plaintiff was forced to make on the sofa were so awkward they were wholly consistent with severe low back injury.
Fantastic. You got the video, then?
Yes. As I say, it was produced pretty late.
When they dropped that copy in late last night, I didn't know what it was.
What copy?
The one that had urgent marked all over it. That's why I phoned Mrs. Fuller Carp and told her to check it out as soon as the courier got it to the house. I knew you'd want to know immediately.
What?
Well, as long as everything went okay in court, that's peachy, isn't it? Sir? Sir?
You've been listening to Chambers, starring John Byrd, James Peake, Sarah Lancashire and Jonathan Kidd, with Joanna Munro, Jeffrey Whitehead, Peter Gunn and Tilly Gaunt. Chambers is written by Clive Coleman and produced by Paul Schlesinger.